What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here, your host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State Athletics right here in Manhattan, Kansas, checking in with the K-State Women's Tennis team now. That first of two Big 12 matches on Friday. They lost to West Virginia at the Summit Tennis Academy in Morgantown, West Virginia, back on Friday. Another loss there. Overall for the Cats, so they're not off to a good start here, dropping their first Big 12 conference match. Again, right now, I'm speaking, they're playing Iowa State, so let's see what happens over there, and we'll have all the coverage right here on the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. If it's your first time listening, appreciate you. Second thing y'all need to do, subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, All Things K-State, posting daily content. Pretty much 6+ days a week. All right, so back on tennis court now. K-State continuing to lose here, but they did get 2 points. But again, that doesn't really matter much now. 4-2, West Virginia came in this matchup 61st ranked in the nation as far as tennis ranking goes anyways. Of course, let's see. Make sure I won this correctly. Well, of course, the Mountaineers won the doubles point against, well, actually came down to Vanessa Suarez and Manami Yukita. I'll always do that. I know I'm going to do it there as well. And then the Mountaineers, let's see. yeah, they were one doubles point. They won that one against Camilla Bossi and Ting Pai Chang, they're 7-6 in that one. Florentine Deckers and Kumar defeated Peju. And I'm going to stop it right there with that. And Maja Dodik in number 3 spot, 6-4. And this was after Mafi and Grzinska, Rosanna Mafi and Rosilla Grzinska lost their doubles match. They're 6-2 in the number 2 hole there. Deckers and Kumar. Kumar has been a bright spot for this women's tennis team ever since she got added on like towards the end of the conference play. She has been really, really good. Aline Kumar, remember that, folks. Really giving at least K-State a spark. It's not K-State's 1-2 hole. It's the other people. It's the other girls. Vanessa Suarez 1 week. Kumar the next 2 weeks. Something like that. Maria Santos another week. So they're going to have to, again, keep saying it has to come. They need something from the number 1 and number 2 hole. I know I'm talking baseball reference there, but again, we'll see what happens there. Look, Florentine Deckers and Kumar, they have won their last 3 matches together and on a 3-match winning streak. I'm recording right now during their match against Iowa State. So let's see if they can make it 4 in a row. In individual matchups, Mafi and Yukita helped secure 2 points there in their singles matches. That's what I want to get to. Mafi defeated Ting Pai Chang in straight sets, 6-3, 6-4. In number 2 hole, see, there we go. That's what we just talked about. Number 2 hole, it gets moved around quite a bit, to be honest with you. Head coach of women's tennis, Jordan Brown, moving his lineup around, it seems like consistently. Each a different matchup there. Get to your Manami Yukita, get to her match here. She beat Marumoko Nagato in 3 sets in a barn burner. She lost the first set 4-6. Then she won the next 2 sets there, 6-2, pretty much easily, 6-2, 6-3 there as well. Vanessa Suarez in the number 3 spot lost to Mikhaila Kucherov, 6-1, 6-4. Deckers also lost, but in 3 sets against Camilla Bossi. The number 1 hole, Deckers, she lost basically 2-6 and lost the last set 4-6, 6-4. I probably need to stop reading like that. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, she lost. Let's just be straightforward. 6-2, 6-4, 6-4 was number one hole there for Florentine Deckers here. And Rosalia Grzinska also went to 3 sets. It's Maja Dodic, their number 5 hole. But after winning in the second set there, she could not get it done in the third set. 6-4, 6-1, 6-2 there as well. So, again, all these matches pretty much contested here, or at least most of them anyways, here for K-State Women's Tennis as they drop to 2-11 on the campaign here in 2023 and loses their first Big 12 matchup here as they're playing right now at Iowa State right now. So we'll have the results of that here later on tonight. Probably won't get recorded till tomorrow. I don't know with anything else. So here on this Selection Sunday, as I'm recording this on Sunday, just getting back from Kansas City a few hours ago here on this March 12th, 2023. Another March afternoon, Sunday afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. There as well here. Let's see if I have anything. Nope, I don't have anything else for you guys right now. So again, Florentine Deckers was on a losing end. Muffy and Yurkita win. Aline Komar finished. Unfinished singles match against Tatiana Lupitova there as she lost the first set, and then of course the second set did not get played out because of West Virginia's final point there to seal it 4-2 there as well. So K-State women's tennis now 2-11 overall, 0-1 in the Big 12. Again, appreciate y'all again. Make sure you continue to spread the word out, get the word out about this other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast. All things Kansas State, folks, here as we're about to enter into what's going to be a big week for K-State men's basketball, and K-State baseball is continuing to roll. We'll have that recap out probably either late Monday night or early Tuesday at best there, as well as they're taking care of right now Youngstown State, or at the end of this game anyways. As, again, Youngstown State, that the times got moved due to what possible weather in the area there, and the game is about to be over actually as I'm wrapping up this postcast of women's tennis. So again, spread the word. You know, y'all know what to do. Rate, review, do all that type of stuff. No one star, no two stars. I don't want to hear it. Do not want to hear it. Get set for milestone 150th episode of Pro Project Podcast Weekly Talking, finally in 3 years. Something like that. March Madness. It's going to be something with our cats in it. And we're going to break down everything K-State and where their bracket is, and also talk where the Big 12s are at, Big 12 teams are at as well. As we're going to be loaded for Bar Bear here in the Big 10, here in the, not Big 10, NCAA tournament here, folks, as well. That's going to wrap things up on this Women's Tennis Recap edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go catch. Y'all know what to do here. This has been another edition, the PBBD edition of this podcast.